to another episode of Your Worst Neighbors podcast. Here with your co-host, the Jorge El Khaib, Jorge Sanchez. I just saw Dune 2. I'm into it. I love that movie. I saw it twice on IMAX. And next to me is Dune 2.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good. So yeah. Call me Jorge El Khaib going forward, please. That means Jorge the Messiah. I would appreciate that.
El Khaib?
El Khaib, yeah.
El Khaib.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jorge.
And then
next like sandwiches
to,
better.
Next to me is co-host PX Floro.
The better of the worst neighbor.
PX Grumpy Cat Floro today. You know, we got a little grumpy vibes going today.
I know. I don't know. I think because the full moon happened.
Full moon? Oh,
no. It's on my fucking period.
Are you ovulating?
I hope not.
Is that what it means? But have a full moon?
I don't know. I don't know. No, it just means the moon and my ovulation has. I don't think they're in any relation.
You know what? I do feel like I have extra sperm cells in my testicles when the moon's out like that.
I feel like men have like thousands and thousands of fucking sperm.
Yeah, we do. Too many.
We only have a certain amount of eggs. All
right, moving forward is we'll revisit this. I love this. Is our sound producer extraordinaire? Give it up for Sam Schmitty.
How's it going, everybody?
And we have a returning guest today.
Returning neighbor.
You know him. You love him. Give it up for Tyler Stannard.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's me.
We just got way into the conversation about
booing. Tyler's not even here anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
He's like, he's in marijuana.
I did that to myself. I knew what I was getting into.
Exactly.
But yeah, I didn't know if I could speak at all or should speak at all.
Yeah. You have rules.
Yeah.
You have our permission now.
Okay, sweet. Yeah.
Should have just jumped right in there.
Well, I thought sometimes, you know, they set up with an intro. You want to do a big.
Yeah.
So I was waiting for my turn to strike. Yeah. I didn't want to hop on anybody's jive because you looked locked in.
I was locked in.
No, but yeah. Talking about his sperm.
No, yeah. Serious question. Down though, before he came in.
Does the moon really affect women? Is that a real? I don't know.
I feel like it affects people. It's not just women. I feel like
guys get a little crazy.
As a Pisces, that's what the moon's
you're
known
Pisces
to do.
Too?
Yeah, dude. The moon's
moon.
You're a Pisces of shit.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Come on, dude. He wrote that one down too early.
Yeah, right on the way over here.
Yeah, he was doing research on me.
I knew Stan was going to bring up his horoscope eventually.
Yeah, is this your roast?
Yeah.
It feels like it. Did you guys come here?
I'm not.
Well, what's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
You're Aries?
Yeah, but Pisces, March or April?
March 6th. I just had my
happy
birthday.
Belated birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Aries, more like fairies.
All right, that sounds...
I'll be here all week, everybody. I'll be here all week, guys.
God,
Sam, what's your horoscope?
Jorge Sanchez.
What's your horoscope?
Oh, dude, don't make me do this. None of this is real.
What's
your horoscope?
Don't make me. I'm a Sagittarius. None of this is real.
Sagittarius, these nuts.
It's not real, but I'm a Sagittarius. It's not real.
None of it's real.
I'm a Sagittarius of the sun.
You mean you're a Sagittarius? Okay, that's a bomb. All right. They're not all great.
That was better than the second one, but not as good as the first one. The Pisces of shit or whatever. I can't even do it because I'm so much of a better comic. But.
When you're on this podcast, you're down to our hacky level, all right?
Yeah, I got to lock in.
Oh, God.
But did you look up whether the moon affects people?
Apparently it does, kinda, is the answer.
People. I know
answer
it does.
Google
I know
it does.
You. Well, no. In terms of like...
It's because we're made of water, right?
No, it has an actual like... It does in... They say like...
They're saying it affects the
sometimes
menstrual
it does
cycle?
Affect no. the menstrual
I don't
cycle
that.
Occasionally.
That a man
dude, 100%.
Fucking said that.
Science.
American Association.
Dude, when you're asking science. Questions like
advancement
this...
Advancement of science, yeah. Mm-hmm. Scientists.
When you're asking questions like this, I feel like a computer should go, huh? Like, what do you mean? Like,
I didn't really know what I meant asking it, to be honest.
Wait, do we have an AI system? Do we have like ChatGPT? Can we ask an AI system this question?
I don't want to deal with it.
We're asking the internet.
Yeah, this is close enough. Dude. How much better do we need
from
it?
The consensus. American life science. That's where it's freaking from.
Yeah, this one says life science, but the one I was referring to is the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Which said, the researchers found that most women's menstrual cycles align with the synodic month, the time it takes for the moon to cycle through all its phases.
I have no idea what that
means. At certain intervals. Yeah. So basically what it means is instead of...
What the fuck was that?
I'm saying that just sounds like crap. Like just like kind of
What it means is that instead of like following the month as in we have it in the calendar, what it's basically saying is over a 8-day cycle, which is how long it takes for the moon to actually go through all of its phases. Which,
that makes sense.
That's what it's more aligned with. And whether or not they're actually related, who knows?
Just they like both just have the real, same. Which it is real, because you know why? You know what? I believe, you know, I do believe that people have the same birthday, their same signs or whatever. It definitely triggers something in the universe. And the reason why I did that is because I used to work at this office and I would sit at the front, and then there was this one moment where like there was like a, what do you call that? Where they steal all the information from the company. Why am I drawing a blank?
They got hacked?
Yeah, they got hacked. There was a breach. There was a breach.
Breach of contract.
So they had to resend all these debit cards. And it just so happens, because I had to check ID, like all the April babies would come in at the same time. All the October babies would come in. And this is not come at the same, don't say that. But I would notice that it was those birthdays.
Was that above you? Was that above your job?
No, I love cum.
But then I noticed those birthday peoples would, you know, visit the office at the same time. So it's like, as much as you know, I mean, this is just my personal, you know, so experience.
So Schmitty has an opinion?
No. It's a thought. It's a question.
What is the patriarchy
it's a
think
question,
of this?
It's a question. It's a question. It's a question. It's a question. Yeah. And you know what we think about this.
They can feel dumb.
No. These are just scientists. Oh, they're smarter than all of us, which is the point.
Okay, so it is scientists doing it.
No, it's the American Association.
Okay, I thought it was doctors. Yes. I thought a doctor was.
But more or less, what they're saying here that's interesting is it's not as if like the moon has some magical power over people. It has to do with the human sleep cycle in relation to the moon after thousands of years of evolution.
But what do people don't sleep? Don't sleep.
Talk about the sleep cycle. Okay. Daylight savings is ruining my life right now.
Yeah,
how does that affect
a lot of people?
Vaginas.
Slam shot.
Yeah, because this sounds like a scam a scientist made. Like, let's see what happens to vaginas when they're 20.
It's by Shannon.
All of what I'm reading right now is from Shannon Keller. Shannon Keller is bringing all this information.
For a second, I was like, Helen, maybe she's related to Helen Keller.
And they got a.
She also blind and deaf? Did the moon cause that?
I basically,
yeah, that's how she feels.
Basically, it seems like a lot of what they're saying is these things all happen to be around 28 days ish.
That's my mom's birthday, January 28th. Holy shit.
Nice. That's when this article came out.
What's that?
Did my mom write this
dedicated
article?
Dedicated to Jorge's mother.
you're menstruating hella hard right now because of the full moon.
Girl, you menstruating hella hard right now. Full moon crazy. You're a pussy little menstrual werewolf right now. What's going on here?
You know what's so funny?
Jesus Christ, you guys are animals right now.
I still don't understand.
Periods.
I still don't understand how this affects men. They say that
not everything's about men. Hold on. Yeah.
Hey, no, but I feel like it would affect everybody, just women.
That's my point. I think there should be a factor that affects men. Like, for example, they say that on a full moon, there's a higher crime rate. So I think full moons causes a man to commit crimes much higher than usual.
Yeah, I guess there is just peaks and valleys of everything.
Because we have extra testosterone in our sperm cells, so we're like, fuck it, let's go commit crimes.
We're not letting sperm go today. That's going to be it then. It's just gonna be sperm.
It's crazy.
Sperm in the moon. I always menstrual cycles.
It probably explains why I always feel pansexual when there's a full moon.
Why you always thinking about food? Is that what?
Brother,
cooking something on the pan?
I'm thinking about food whether I'm horny or not. And usually I get horny thinking about food.
Talk about horny. You know what makes me really horny?
What, Jorge?
Tell us.
Oh, gosh.
Comedy specials make me very horny.
Oh, okay. And I was going to say, watch out. Digital footprints are real.
And I just saw the first 5 minutes of a special that made me extra horny today.
Uh-oh. I wonder what that one was.
And it's called Yummy Yummy by Tyler Stannard.
Who's
that guy?
Yeah.
So recently, congratulations.
Thank you.
Just released a special on YouTube, which is exciting.
Yeah.
How has it been since? Like, do you feel like...
Well, it's hard. Like, I'm just a regular guy at the end of the day, but... after the release, dude. I'll try and get to work, dude. I get stopped by at least 12 to 30 women, all trying to vie for my attention and play with my balls or whatever women do to men.
But now, here's my question. Why did you name your special after my physique?
Yummy, yummy?
Yeah.
Well,
were you thinking of me?
The whole time I did my set, I was thinking of you, and I was just going to resist.
Now, is this all burn material? Like, you're not doing this material ever again?
Unless I'm desperate, you know what I mean?
Unless you're bombing, get the old jokes out of the
bag. We've all been there.
How long is your special? Is it 22
minutes?
22 minutes.
I think I did 30 total, and we cut it down to the best 22. Nice. That we could find.
Yeah. That was salvageable.
Yeah, dude. Yummy, exciting. Yummy. Delicious. It was fun.
How many of you so far?
5.1K, the most I've ever got on anything ever. Actually, I don't know if that's true. Wow. But actually, one time on my personal YouTube channel, I stole a Mad TV sketch, and I think it has about 300,000 views. So maybe go watch that instead. Huh. And now we're just Googling me. Yeah, yummy, yummy, dude. Delicious.
Any advice? Because I know PX has been thinking about putting a special out.
Advice?
Any advice for PX?
Be friends.
Don't film it during a full moon or film it. Yeah. Film it on a full moon.
PX, full moon, the special.
I'm going to definitely do it when there's a full moon.
That actually might... We should see how full moons affect comedy shows.
You know, we should do a survey with women comedians. Like, film a special with the full moon and one without the moon.
And then see and have them fight.
Have them fight. No, just see, like, there's a difference.
I feel like women would get pissed off that you're even asking that.
Who's going to get pissed off?
The women. They're why? Like, why does it fucking matter?
That's for science.
Is it?
It's a survey.
It's not a science that you're trying to do. You're trying to, let's make it funny. Yeah. Women are going to be like, that's not fucking funny, Jorge.
You don't think it's funny.
I'm just saying, there's going to be funny. Some women. But I don't know. Like,
why are you speaking on behalf of women right now?
It's just because you. I'm the only woman here right now.
Yeah, and so. We are surrounding her.
In her own home.
Yeah.
In my own. There's an invasion happening. Yeah. I'll fucking kill a motherfucker, though.
But seriously, any advice for PX for special?
I would say get you a nice Jewish man that also does comedy that you're friends with and have him offer to record the thing for you.
Gotta make friends with the Jewish.
Yeah, sure. That's. I mean, I lucked out. I got my boy Zach Lord, who runs that. This was his idea. He's basically trying to create, not necessarily a competitor to Don't Tell how they're putting out stuff, but like another place for people to get comedy. And he's highlighting obviously like people he knows and friends. And
that's cool. So it's like an underground comedy thing that travels to, and then it pops
so
up.
He's going everywhere around promoting it, putting his own money into it and doing everything. But yeah, so that's like his, where the trade-off is, like you get paid to do that, but then he's, you know, running the whole thing. So it's just double exposure for you, which is great.
And then you get this recorded.
Yeah. And like at a great level. And like Zach, I literally watched him like do stand up for the first time and stuff. And now he's out there big time. And you know, I love that dude. I remember him coming up to me at Caravan all scared. Yeah. And now look at him.
When you first started?
Yeah, dude.
I remember him when we first started. He came through for Scotty a couple times.
Yeah, and then he was a Caravan dog. Yeah. Falling deep. But yeah.
Night.
Shout out to that man.
He has a production house.
Yeah. Huh? I would say, like, when you're in it, like, definitely just try and get as much time to prepare as possible beforehand, because I had like 2 weeks to do that.
Oh.
To like, and I didn't get any 30 minute sets beforehand. I like couldn't. I got like a couple like 15s here and there,
which will help, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. Mm. And so I wasn't like super consistent in doing stand up. In that like time frame.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm just gonna go at it. And like when I was going on stage, I was having a lot of fun and I was very confident in my comedy. Like I know my jokes well and like that they're gonna work. And then I've just been trying to riff more and stuff like that. So I was like, I'll just throw this in here, kill some time, you know, have some fun.
And some of those made it, some of them didn't, right?
Yeah, for sure. Some of the biggest laughs I got were on the riffs. And like, you know, when you're panicking, you can create beautiful things, dude.
Yeah.
Did you have a choice where to film it?
No, he picked this place. It was actually a super cool room. I forgot the name of it.
Tiny Pony? No, that's a TV.
Tiny Pony is the
production.
Production, yeah, the YouTube page and everything. But the show was in like this old school in SF. It was like I was in the gymnasium of some old school that's now just like this event space or whatever that you can rent out or something like that. I forgot what it's called, but yeah, I was in this huge like white auditorium looking thing.
The was it the Mosaic? No, what's that thing place called?
Masonic?
Downsound.
The yeah, Masonic. Masonic. No.
Mosaic is that's crazy.
Yeah, the Mosaic.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's awesome. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
All listeners, check it out. And I like to celebrate this because we actually found a video of you when you were a kid. Uh-oh. And we want to show you right now. Go ahead, pull it up.
Jesus
now,
Christ.
This is a segment we get. This segment's called Guess What Happens, all right? It's the very first clip.
It's a video of me from when I was a kid?
Yeah, don't play it yet. Just see the first frame. Oh, then you just fucking played it. Schmitty, come on.
Oh, no.
Jorge, it opens on Twitter. It plays immediately.
Yeah.
It plays fucking immediately.
This should have been
open the media
prior.
You're sending it to me on.
This should have been open prior and ready to go.
No,
dude.
No.
You should fire him.
No.
You should fire him.
You walked in here.
Don't tell me no.
You should fire him.
This is supposed to already be set. As a matter of fact, open all these links and get them ready.
Silliness.
All right, audience. Vote in the comments. Should he have had it opened up from the get, or should Jorge practice sending better mediums? Like, comment, subscribe.
Thank you. There we go. Look, we're more prepared now. Alrighty. So
was I not supposed to see that?
No, because you're supposed to guess what happens.
Okay.
We do these things where you're supposed to guess what happens.
Can you guess?
For the first frame.
And act like you didn't see.
Alright.
So we're just gonna edit around this, or what's happening?
Pretend like you haven't seen this. Pretend.
Exactly.
By the way, I think there's audio, by the way, I think. Yeah, there we go. Have you been baptized before?
Multiple times.
Multiple times?
Yeah, dude, almost every weekend.
You're getting to heaven for sure, buddy.
Oh, yeah, free bath.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, where are you doing this at?
Churches. Okay. Just all of them. Yeah, going around.
Bathing gravy? You're baptizing gravy?
Oh, God.
I wish. That's a lot of gravy.
You know, I've had churches a long time. Alrighty. I haven't been in church in a long
church?
Time either.
Okay.
Churches.
You should I go. Meant churches like churches. The chicken place.
But
like
the nearest one is in, is it Oakland?
No,
Richmond?
Yeah, probably yeah. Over there.
The nearest what?
Churches. Yeah, you never had Church's Chicken?
Oh, no, Church's
There's
Chicken.
There's a Cane's out there now.
There used to be one right there on the east side.
Where?
Off of Tully.
Really?
Tully and like King, I want to say.
It's pretty good.
Or Alvin.
Alvin?
I mean, I was always a KFC fan.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. I like the gross skin. I don't know why.
Popeyes? You like Popeyes?
I like Popeyes chicken sandwiches. Pretty good.
You know what? I love Banchan chicken.
Banchan's good.
Banchan fried chicken.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Their wings are all hella big. It's crazy.
Oh, I like them big.
Yeah, you
In
do.
My mouth.
Yeah, you do, buddy.
You do.
Banchan chicken is delicious. Shout out Banchan are special.
So this video is about a priest baptizing a baby. And go ahead. It's, I guess wherever you watch it, go ahead.
I can guarantee
is this the first time
you there
guys
weren't
going
to be
this?
A lot of options as to what would have happened.
No.
Well, I just like.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That's also like 2 seconds into this video. You're like, try and guess what happens. It happens before you can even think.
If you keep playing on a loop, if you just press play, it'll do it on a loop.
Put this in a loop, this baby.
It's like,
What I like is, so this is extra hilarious because usually when a priest drops a baby, usually it's like back in the water, but he literally kind of throws it forward.
Yeah, he's trying to drown
it. He didn't throw it, the baby for it. The baby was like wiggling.
The babies
and
are
fell
top
in.
Heavy, dude. Babies
wow, way to be a heavy. Victim blamer, PX.
Who's she blaming?
What are you talking about?
She's blaming the baby for wriggling.
Oh,
no, I'm just saying the baby was moving.
And
this guy's obviously not a baby person. The priest does not know how
you
to
gotta
hold
the baby from the head because their heads are so fucking heavy, dude.
And the baby's still trying to like hold himself up.
Yeah.
Also, they're squishy.
That's his first
so you can get
fucking
a good
thing.
Grip.
Dude, you know what I would do if I was the priest here? I would just play it off like the baby's a demon and be like, it's the baby. Like, what the fuck? This child, I've never had a kid do this.
It became an exorcist.
Yeah. And then be like, your kid, like, you should put this thing down, you know, and try and get out of it. The embarrassment. And then this clip wouldn't live on
Earth.
Look, like slow motion. See, he pushes it forward. Look.
Dude, you gotta get the Madden circle.
The priest tried to kill the baby. Look, he pushed it forward.
Yeah. He goes, come here, little shit.
He just let go. He wasn't actually holding the baby.
By the way, that baby ate the fucking
Can we get audio on this? Because I think the priest does say, die, you piece of shit. Oh,
I can't. I won't allow this baby to further live. Yeah. There we go.
What's crazy is, though, there's people that, like, throw their babies in pools.
Yeah, see, that baby leans forward. Have you seen that stuff?
Google babies thrown in pools.
Hand is behind.
But to be honest, if you had a thing about hurting babies, I think being a priest is the way to go. Nobody's going to really blame you.
Yeah.
You can't really get mad at the priest.
You do that, then you immediately go, God, forgive me. And you're like, I'm good. I don't care what you guys say.
Go straight to the confession box. Guy.
Watch the video really quick. My favorite part of the whole thing is the little water splash when the baby's face hits front. That's your favorite thing? Watch the little water splash right here. It's hilarious.
My favorite thing is a baby being born into Catholicism.
That was teeth first. It ate the fucking faucet.
It doesn't have teeth yet.
It has teeth yet. Yeah.
Oh, perfect time to throw a baby forward, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
It won't hurt a teeth.
The bones are the squishiest they'll ever be. It's okay.
Maybe we could get a baby over here. We could run some experiments, see it.
God. Poor guy.
I'm no priest. Like, it's better than what they normally do to babies, right?
Does this indicate how little experience he has or too much experience? And he kind of was overconfident.
Even your best back fumbles occasionally.
Yeah.
You know, things happen.
Just like fucking McCaffrey in the Super Bowl.
I feel like
how do you fumble?
No, bro.
We should have been a score.
I feel like that's proof that there is no God, because why would God let a baby that's being born into his religion?
Did
you see the one with the priest?
God had a plan. God had a plan for that.
This baby needs an extra dunk.
The one where the priest like literally slaps the baby? Oh, that's my ringtone. Where the priest slaps the child, like he's holding a child. The mom's holding a child, and I don't know what he's doing, and he slaps the baby's face.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's fucking crazy. The priest kind
of... It's just like a... You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, a priest... No one should be slapping anyone's baby. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what I just realized is this priest kind of looks like Joe Montana.
No, it does not.
Yeah. Doesn't it look like Joe Montana? I think this is Joe Montana.
Maybe Joe Montana.
A little tiny bit it does. Yeah. Just a little tiny bit.
Concussion from the Super Bowl?
Probably.
No, he does not look like Joe Montana to me.
That's Joe Montana. But side by side, Joe Montana. PX, come on. You get a.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm waiting.
There we go.
Why are you on Pornhub searching this?
Oh, he had Pornhub ready, but not the fucking clip.
Okay, I see.
That's very
See, look, that's Joe Montana.
There's Joe Montana.
That's the pre... Dude, what's that sound where you just reveal like a twist in the movie? Yeah. Is that your fucking throwing babies in the fucking baptism pond?
Can you put a different
pond?
Angle, different face angle? He still does not look like Joe Montana to me. Am I crazy that I don't see it?
Do you see it, Tyler?
I see it. I see it. I just think
put a different angle. Can we have him with his eyes open?
This guy's just mad pink in this one, and Joe Montana is over there looking like a salamander or some shit.
Just like any other white guy. Old white guy, if that's what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, they all look alike. Either you look like that or you look like Larry David as an old white guy. So it's a coin flip, and they got that one.
All right.
It's either old cowboy or just like completely falling apart.
Yeah, and they all wear New Balances. I'll tell you that.
Oh, gosh.
Do you think this baby's going to grow up still Catholic?
Oh, no, it's going to abandon Catholicism at 13 when it discovers George Carlin.
Like we all did. Did you see that George Carlin AI special?
No, that sounds like everything he would never want to happen.
Literally, yes.
Oh, gosh.
So they made an AI special about George Carlin. It wasn't good, but it was still creepy to watch.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it sounds like George Carlin. It has his cadence. The material's... AI obviously, but still it's like kind of creepy. Like pretty soon we don't need to make specials. An AI is gonna make a special for us.
Oh dude, that would be nice. You don't have to drive like an hour and a half somewhere to get paid $7.
Yeah. But can you imagine if AI makes your special and it bombs? Like
like, hey, AI did it. I didn't write a damn thing. That was AI.
You blame the robot.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
I feel like anything's possible at this point.
All right. Well, we can move on. Talk about comedy. We have comedy news. Matt Rife is back on the... But before we go to the article, we should look up the video first. So Matt...
Fellatio allegation.
So, yeah. So we talked... This is kind of...
Dick sucking shit?
Yeah. So basically, this is hilarious. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't. Schmitty? So I can't wait to hear about it.
Well, Schmitty, have you heard about this?
Oh, for sure.
No, what's going on here?
So not too long... You know who Matt Rife is, right?
Yeah.
So not too long ago...
Is he getting Obama'd? saying I fuck this guy?
So again, Matt Rife, we talked about him, I don't know, a couple months ago, because you know he had that controversy about his special.
Yeah, you're trying to get him on here.
Yeah, we're trying to. Matt Rife, please get on our podcast.
Yeah, okay. Right. $10,000.
So anyway, so this comedian, I forget his name, but this guy's a comic. He's a bit of a troll.
Yeah.
Right. And he has a story that we should hear. Go ahead. Play the audio and the video.
Being exposed. Thanks to one of the true kings of comedy, Cat Williams.
Which, by the way, the Marilyn Manson fucking slow music in the background for this, of all things, it's not that fucking serious.
He had to get trendy.
It's obvious this guy's trolling.
For sure.
And he's referencing Cat Williams because Cat Williams went on the Shannon Sharpe's podcast just talking shit about other comics and how like the industry tries to fuck over comics.
You think he's saying everything he's saying is true?
No.
That's the point.
Cat Williams, possibly. Cat Williams, possibly. But this guy, for sure, this content is him trolling, really. So, go ahead.
But he's taking Cat Williams' word.
I actually had a somewhat successful career in stand-up comedy. I was on the way up. I was invited to a meeting with some Hollywood executives.
A little higher.
Just a little bit higher on the volume.
Some now famous comedian. And we were offered the chance for a deal at Online Stardom.
Which, by the way, can you define that for me?
100K followers.
Oh, perfect. Beautiful.
It's viral, I guess.
Yeah. Just 99K bots added to whatever you had.
Any account you'd like, we'll add them.
Perfect.
Illuminati.
But the only way to receive.
He stuck his dick or something? What's going on?
Was by sucking both of the execs off.
What?
I immediately got up and walked to the door. But before I could even exit, the other comedian was sucking both of their simultaneously. That guy's name was Matt Rife.
That's not real. That's not real.
So basically, for the listeners, this guy's telling a story with this creepy music. Oh, like,
trying to be serious.
He had an opportunity with executives for Stardom, and he said all they had to do was suck the executives' dicks off. And he said no, but on the way out, he sees Matt Rife sucking their dicks, which explains his like sudden rise to Stardom. And at first, you look at it, it's not real. It's obviously a joke.
That face looks like a man that got his dick sucked somewhere.
But here's the twist. The twist is that Matt Rife is actually trying to sue this guy.
What?
So, I know.
So, good for him.
So if it was not real, why would a comedian try to sue another comedian?
Defamation of character.
No, but it's a comic versus a comic.
We're in California. People sue each other over the stupidest shit.
Well, has this guy made multiple videos? Because if he keeps doubling down, then it's an issue. But
exactly.
He can easily say, oh, I was just kidding.
As far as it was a joke.
As far as I know, this is only Matt Rife video. I'm just saying, as a comic, you want to respond back with like another troll video of yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't I would even just post it like and just be like, this is exactly what happened. Like, that's funny.
So go to the article. Go ahead. You now go to the article. So that's just context of what they're talking about.
Dude, they got the same screenshot that was
so your fellatio allegation.
So you really think there's a valid reason to sue here?
I'm not saying I would do it, but I see why he would do it. You know what I mean? I see why. He's a little bitch, obviously, but
it's a little bitch
move. Fucking sue me,
it's definitely
because it's a joke. It's obviously a joke, unless he's trying to be like Cat Williams. And Cat Williams. It's true.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I mean, but he has a case if it's defamation of character, and I feel like that's the case that he would be playing against him.
Yeah. What do you think, Standard?
Yeah, I think this video is hilarious, one, first of all, and foremost. Hella funny. If I was Matt Rife, I would just be like, that's pretty good, man. Like, I would like it, right? At least.
And,
yeah.
And Matt Rife, I would double tap, he tried a like to brand on himself as like an edgy comic. Like, yeah. Saying, you know, just trying to supposedly shock his audiences.
Yeah.
But you can't take that joke. That's
maybe it's the music where Matt Rife is like, oh, this is serious. This guy's really,
like, that's hilarious.
Not yeah. Sweet dreams.
That's, oh my God. I think if you put a video,
and I don't think
say.
This comic was expecting it to go like that.
No. You know what I mean? And keep in mind, nobody really knows.
People responding you gotta to
find,
it now?
Yeah, you got to find his actual channel, the guy who uploaded it, the and then video. See if he made more play videos.
No, go. Yeah, play that. There we go, TMZ. So you know the lawsuit's real.
The dark side of Hollywood is finally being exposed.
Yeah, it's the one we just watched.
Oh, we just watched?
Thanks to one of the true kings of comedy.
You fast
but
work.
The only way...
No commentary?
That's Alpha King rule number 799.
What the hell? Yeah, play
oh,
back.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's more to it.
No.
But before I could even exit... The other comedian was sucking both of their simultaneously. That guy's name was Matt Rife.
Oh, God.
Well, play the rest of it.
The reveal is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
We revealed the WWE-esque just
it makes
like...
Him, it makes him have been doing comedy, as he said before... Like plausible because he's got the timing down.
He understood how to set it up and punch it down.
He was rehearsing it.
And that's Alpha King rule number 799. Just because someone is more famous than you, it doesn't mean they're better. They might just be gayer.
That's such a funny video!
That's awesome!
That's so good!
You say gayer?
What great words to live by, honestly.
So,
that's so good.
But that's just comedy. What he does is he does these videos that he trolls, then he relates it to an alpha rule. Because he's trying to brand himself as an alpha.
With his I think the issue is that people think it's real. So, like, people are out there, like, fucking hitting Matt Rife up, like, wait, dude, you're gay, you know?
And then, he's probably getting annoyed. He's like, I'm not gay.
He's fucking stamping his foot. I'm not gay. You see my crowd work clips? I'm not gay.
Girls like me.
Girls love me. I'm Matt Rife. I'm
Matt be careful. Rife. He might see you guys.
Oh, it's kind of like...
fucking tongue kiss him, dude.
That's a threat. Suck those gorgeous lips.
No. Yeah, bro, give me those piggly wigglies.
No. Fucking... Oh,
now,
no.
I'll bring this up because you just had a special out.
Yeah.
Is there anything you had to do with executives to get that going?
I mean, when in San Francisco, you blow.
Did you suck Zach Lord's dick? That's what I want to know. Did you had to do that?
Well, let's call him up and find out right now. Zach Lord. Yeah, I sucked his cock. Yeah, dude.
I was on cue.
Yeah, but I don't know. That being said, I'm just surprised that he... Because here's why. Because, again, I'm just surprised that with all the controversy that Matt Rife went recently, he tried to come off as, you know, well, I'm the edgy guy. Yeah, I'm going to joke whatever the fuck I want to joke about.
I'm going to sue whoever I want to sue.
And now it's... And for me, that, I don't know. That takes... What's the word I'm looking for? That kind of takes some respect out of him as a comic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if this guy... If he was not a comedian, if he was not a troll, and he makes a serious allegation, then, yeah, I could kind of see it. But this is his brand of comedy. Obviously, he's joking about Matt Rife because he's at the top of the top right now. Yeah. So you're going to be the butt of jokes when you're at the top.
What does that say on the bottom right there? Alpha King Nima Yamini changes Matt Rife oral sex story, says it's satire. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the answer to the question.
I mean, that means there's no. I guess so. His page, because he's doing that Alpha King shit now, which is popular, getting all these fucking loose men out there that have no confidence in themselves to
like,
become.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, they reiterate that shit and then become the worst human beings possible.
Oh, God.
And so,
Tyler,
he's probably,
can you rebrand your next special to be Alpha Bro material?
Yeah, Alpha Bro. And I do fucking.
Alpha King.
I'm just dry scooping pre workout before I go up
on
stage.
Yes.
So he does, I think he's doing this to build that audience. He's like, I can make money from doing this. And now he put out a video like that knowing it would get, you know, some traction and make some sort of money for him. And he didn't realize where it was going to go. And now he has to, like, let the audience in on the, like, oh, I've been fucking with you guys the whole time.
It says right there, he's been defamed.
Yeah.
He feels that's what he's going to sue for.
Jorge, I think you were trying to bring up this point earlier, and I just want to hit it on the head.
There's some truth to this shit, I think.
Well, look it.
I didn't think it was true until he did the lawsuit. Now I'm like, there's a little truth. I don't think he sucked dick, but I think he might have done something sketchy.
The point here that matters is that, like, there's nothing that makes it look like you sucked dick more than suing somebody for saying you sucked dick.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's the single most incriminating thing that can happen besides a video of you sucking dick.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay, so did you guys hear about the Trump thing that happened recently?
Well, he sucked a cock too.
Whoa, we should have a song. No. PX Republican.
That's right.
We need a song effect for that.
First off, can we just clarify? I'm not a Republican.
I'm
not a fucking Republican. I saw it in my feed today where this guy was saying how Donald Trump had already paid a chick for winning. She won the case where she was able to prove that he sexually assaulted her, right? I forget her name.
How recent is this?
This is within the past few years, and she won the case. So she won they won the criminal case, which he was charged as, I think, guilty, right?
I know you're talking about now. Yeah, E. Jean Carroll or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. And then when they did it again, she did it for, what is that, civil, for like punitive damages. And she got like $91 million from that.
Holy shit.
And so then pretty much you're not supposed to talk about her, right? Because that's how she was able to get him for civil, for like defamation of character. Because he was still talking shit after he was convicted of sexually assaulting her.
Yeah. So, that's kind of ironic. So he got more money taken out of just for defamation more than
actual
crime.
Right. And so, then recently over the weekend, he was at a place. A place, and he said it again. He's like, "She's a liar." Like, I was like, "Oh my God, what a fucking dum-dum." Like, Jesus Christ. And
No, definitely. Dude, I don't know. Like, for me to sue somebody for defamation, it has to be something where, I don't know.
I think unless it was true, then I'd be like, oh.
Like, if it's semi-true, then I'll be like, okay, maybe.
He could have also just sent like a, hey, I'm going to sue you thing. And it was blown out.
If Matt Rive was really pissed off as a comic and he didn't want to do the whole comedy thing, he could have just reached out to this comedian. Like, this comedian, I mean, he's not famous, but he's out there. He's just like, hey, man.
What was he going to say? Take it back?
Be like, hey, that's not true, whatever the fuck. Like, he could complain to the guy directly instead of making it this public lawsuit, in my opinion.
It's also just like, as a comedian, you got to recognize the satire. And then it's like, even if at first you're like, that's real, you're probably going to go to his page and you look at everything. You're like, oh, this guy's a fucking, you know, weirdo. Like, that's a crazy, it's not a comedian move to sue, definitely.
I'm just saying, like, for years in the Bay Area comedy scene, I've been telling people that Stanner sucks dick, and I've not been sued yet. So, like, you know, if it happens to me, you know, it could happen. Yeah, everybody should do it.
Close mouth.
Everybody should do it? Is that how you think? Sue people? Or what?
No, tell us that.
Suck a dick? Everyone should suck a dick? Oh, yeah, go ahead. I think you guys should do it.
Please don't say that about me. I'm not sucking dick out there.
Especially on the full moon.
Not on a full moon, God. Dude.
Oh, what about that awesome?
Loads are stronger then. I shoot bigger ropes in the full moon. Sorry, had to get that out.
No, I just wonder, maybe the guy thing with the full moon is our penises get bigger.
No, dude. I would be looking forward to every full moon, brother. I would be Googling full moon now.
We just
don't
know it.
I would be Googling full moon near me. That made, if they made our wieners bigger, bro.
I'd be drinking blue moon all day.
Gosh.
I'm sorry, PX. Sorry.
Yeah.
PX is not liking tonight's episode. Oh no! But hey,
we can leave. I can leave you guys alone.
You start playing Tetris.
I didn't get my timer. What time are we on?
We've been here 3 hours. It's 9 p.m.
Like 40
what
minutes.
If we're in a time loop?
40 like
we
minutes.
We can't escape the
time minutes. Loop.
Have you seen Cube? Have you seen the movie Cube?
I have. I love that movie.
Cube.
Have you seen the second one?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I've seen all of them. I've seen all of them.
They're all good. I love them.
I like all of them except for that one where there's two guys like watching the cube.
Have you seen Cube?
No, what is this?
It's a horror movie.
Pull up Cube.
A horror movie?
Just on YouTube, look up Cube.
A thriller.
Look up Cube. Oh, I scene.
Yeah.
And then like we'll do thriller. And then we'll do plugs right after. Cube scene. Let's see.
Oh my God.
That's a scene. That's the Undertaker? Yeah, it's the original one right there. Cube.
Cube. That one with the red. Yeah. Want to see some guy get killed?
God.
Do you want to see a dead body?
Yes.
This is from 1997. Right? What year were you born?
96.
Yeah, he was a baby.
I'm baby.
So this is a cult classic, really.
Yeah.
So basically, a bunch of strangers are put into like this infrastructure. That's like, and each cube room has a different like death trap. And they're trying to figure it out, like what's happening. Yeah. Wait, does anybody die?
I hope not. That's scary.
People die throughout the whole fucking movie.
I know, but hopefully, I want a scene where somebody dies.
Oh, God.
Didn't the U.S. government do this shit in
Iraq? Well, they kind of got the idea from the Stanford prison. What's it?
Experiment.
Yeah, someone actually died from that.
Did they? No.
Bro, I swear to God, someone actually ended up dying from that. From that Stanford.
Look at this. Dead body. Mexican guy's gonna get killed right now. Oh, hell yeah. No face. Well, that's the autistic guy who figures it all out. Oh, I just spoiled the movie.
No, that's the guy. That's the guy in the back. See? He's one in the back over there.
And the sequel gets even crazier.
Cube 2. More cube. Cube 2. Cubed.
Cubed.
Yeah. Cube. Anyway, I recommend all the listeners to check out this film. It's dope.
It looks intense.
Is it in the whole movie? How do you do that?
I would watch that. That is something I would watch.
It's a good movie.
I was hoping for a better kill, but it's okay. We took a shot. All right, let's do some plugs. All right, folks. PX, what you plugging on?
You can find out more of the free shows that I have coming up for you at pxcomedy.org. First Sunday of every month. We have Foxtail Showcase and open mic. And then every Monday, Groundstack Comedy. And now first Wednesdays of every month, Casa Goose Mania. I will be doing the... When is this coming out? I never know when this is coming out. But next week? Okay, so I'll be in San Francisco on the 26th of March, if you can make it out to there. And then also at the San Jose Improv, March 27th, celebrating the 14th year anniversary of Birdman. And then if you want to listen to my sexy deep voice, you can check out Pretty Extreme Podcast. Also available on all platforms.
And Foxtail is in San Jose, downtown.
Downtown San Jose.
And Casa Goose Mania, downtown San Jose.
Yep. And then Groundstack is in Stockton.
Check out
the handles.
What you got?
As always, just follow Sam Schmidt Comedy on Instagram and go listen to I Should Be Ashamed with Sam Schmidt. New episodes Tuesdays and Fridays.
He has guests on his.
Occasionally. We're starting to very slowly.
I heard you have guests.
Yes, we do.
All right. Oh, you should get them on your podcast.
He never invited us.
Oh, you should. They're in
line. And he records here.
If I'm gonna sit here multiple times a month, I'm gonna take advantage once or twice.
Yeah. Or he cries about it. He still hasn't had us on his podcast.
Yeah.
Standard, what you plugging on?
I don't got much. You can follow me on Tyler Standard Comedy on Instagram and Hot Online Man on YouTube. I think that's my YouTube channel. I don't really have anything on there, but go ahead and fucking look me up.
Besides your special?
No, that's on Tiny Pony. Watch my special Yummy on Tiny Pony YouTube, Tyler Standard. Also check out some of the other ones on there. A lot of my friends have specials on there that are beautiful people. Other than that, I would say smooches, everybody.
Smooches. All right, follow me on Instagram, Jorge M. Sanchez. Follow this podcast, if not already, on all major podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, or everywhere. Amazon Music, SoundCloud, I think. And then follow us on social media as well. And if you have not already, check out our comedy show at Brandom Lounge every Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Every Sunday, there's a different lineup. Different headliners, different hosts. So go check it out. Free show. Alrighty.
Delicious.
We're gonna do a segment we have not done in a while. And did you cue up the music for it yet?
Yes, we do have.
Awesome. And today we're gonna do a segment called the PX Files.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting. I thought this was over with the plugs, but
I love this. I didn't know that we're having that today.
We need a smog machine.
I love that.
I love the whole thing. I don't even know we're having a segment. I'm excited.
All right.
I love that.
That was great.
Do you guys ever get freaked out by mirrors?
Yeah, all the time.
Only when I see myself.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever wonder, like, maybe there's like an alternate universe behind a mirror?
Not that.
You never thought about that? Like, maybe you could see a ghost through a mirror?
There is.
Do you believe in ghosts, Tyler?
No, I don't believe in ghosts, but they're my biggest fear.
You don't believe it's your biggest fear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, because imagine how much scarier a ghost is to someone if they don't believe in them. Because then you were like, oh, that's
then when
real.
You actually see it.
Yeah. And then your whole perception is changed of the world.
Yeah.
Like one time, when I was living in Morgan Hill, there was an earthquake. I was like at that point where I'm like falling asleep, but I'm not like there. I'm about to lose consciousness. Earthquake happens. My bed shakes. I pop up and I look around and I said, thank goodness that wasn't a ghost, out loud, and then went back to sleep. Like, a natural disaster is less scary to me than
ghosts. Wow. Yeah. That's why you don't want to watch horror movies, I guess. Like, scary movies.
Yeah, they scare me.
So you
get anxiety about those things.
So you said Morgan Hill. Yeah. You know, I just found out that there's a ghost lore in Casa...
De Fruta?
De Fruta. I did not know Casa de Fruta was haunted.
I love Casa de Fruta. Of course it is.
There's a lot of good ghost lore everywhere.
Apparently, when you say ghost lore, what do you mean ghost lore?
It's a story origin.
Story, myth.
Oh, like Happy Hollow is.
Toys R Us. There's the ghost lore there is crazy.
Happy Hollow.
It's Happy Hollow.
Yeah. And there's also a house that is on Monterey Road and near the south side.
The guy that killed his family?
Is it in that Ford Road area? Is that where you're talking about? Yeah. Where it's like past that plaza? Is that
possibly?
How would you know that? Yeah, because there was I don't know if that's what it was. Either a person killed his family, or no. I know which one. That one's by Hellier. That one, someone got murdered. But this one, I think it's either they killed themselves in the house, or it was like a sacrifice, so they killed somebody.
Oh shit!
And then what was crazy is that I remember hearing that story when I was in high school. My brother's like, "Yeah, my friend lives in that house." I'm like, "That's fucking creepy." Either he lives in the house, or he lives across the street from the house
in the neighborhood,
right? And then I met up with my friend recently, and he was like, "Yeah, my parents just bought a house," and it was crazy because when he ripped up the they ripped up the carpet.
Yeah,
I said there was a pentagram.
Hell yeah.
Under the rug. Oh, and he's like, he swear to God, it was blood.
That house just got more cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, holy shit, is that near? And I was telling him the streets. And then
how
he was like,
how could you even live in that anymore?
Well, it was a specific room. So then, like, and plus, California, if you don't, once it's past a certain amount of years, I think it's 3 years, you don't have to disclose that someone's died there.
That's crazy.
Crazy and sick. I want to say it's 3 years. Yeah.
But go back to Casa de Fruta. The lore is that there's a ghost of a monk there.
What?
Yeah, I didn't even know about this.
Like
an Asian monk?
Latin
I'm pretty sure it was a Latin monk. Yeah, Schmitty. Yeah.
Is there anything less? Like, is of all the types of ghosts, I feel like that's the least terrifying. Is
a monk? Ghost?
That's he's just going to hang out and read.
Dude, this guy might drop your baby while baptizing it. I don't know.
That's a priest. He's just reading shit. He's a monk.
Winchester
monk.
Mystery
Monks
House.
Monks just hang out and read stuff, and that's fine. No, that's an okay ghost.
But supposedly, if you hang out at Casa de Gusta, you see like a ghost of a monk around. I don't know, but I just heard about it. I have to do some research on it. But other than that, going back to mirrors, so there's a video that's out of Japan. What?
Did
it have something to do with Casa de Fruta? The mirrors in Casa de Fruta?
There's a lot of mirrors.
Oh my god, get that the fuck off the screen, man.
This looks scary.
What the fuck?
This looks scary.
It's probably just a normal child that freaks me out.
From 1980, whatever.
You know what hilarious?
That's just how children looked in the
80s. It would be hilarious.
Where'd you find this video of me?
That's a good one, actually. So it's an Asian kid looking at themselves in the mirror. Uh-huh. And the thing is I think it'd be hilarious if the priest comes back somehow and just fucking slaps her head.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so let's just watch the clip. And you guys tell me whether you guys think it's real or fake. All right. So, what do you think is going to happen?
One of the heads is going to turn back around.
I think something's going to pop up in the mirror.
I've watched enough scary movies.
Something
to know
in the mirror is going
to
come up. That isn't
a quick spoiler. Nothing pops up. So go ahead.
睨みつけるようにこちらを
向いて。 Oh, I know.
Look at that.
Hiroshima.
No, no.
I just said that yesterday.
All right. So basically, it's a girl. There's like a three panel mirror. And so far, she's turning, and the reflection is on cue to everything. So everything's normal so far. Go ahead, keep playing. Stop. Oh.
Yeah. The schmear.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. So the girl turned around, but one of her reflections did not turn around. And it's just looking at her. Keep playing.
It just zooms in. This is so great.
Yeah. All right. I love the music.
Dude, the song. Just so fake.
Yeah. No, that looks so fake. Dude, that's fake. So easy to edit,
yeah,
too.
AI, yeah, no, you literally there. Just overlay one over the. It's so easy.
Well, this is from a Japanese TV.
Oh, so. You're saying the Japanese don't
Are you
know
saying
how to
they're
edit?
Capable of editing? This isn't hard.
Well, this is back in the 90s. This is not with contemporary technology. Again,
it just works as Photoshop.
Did the video post?
You Photoshop
too. So here's the thing. I'm not saying it's real or not. I do not know. Obviously, you could easily dismiss it. But I think it would be fun to discuss about the possibilities of this. Because, as of right now, I cannot find anything that really debunks it or really.
Really?
Besides, how much research are you doing on this?
Shmitty. Go ahead, Shmitty. A lot of YouTubing. And Reddit. Redditing.
Well, if you were to look for any evidence as to how this might not be real,
yeah,
I would first point to the complete defying the laws of physics that are happening right here.
Ghosts defy the laws of physics all the time. Mm-hmm.
If
they're real.
Yeah, exactly. There's a big if in there, you notice.
If they're real.
Yeah. I'm like Sam Tripoli for like paranormal conspiracy videos.
I believe that there is ghosts, but I don't think it's just like what everyone thinks it looks like. That's what I believe. Or there's like a spirit. That's what I feel.
So is this a ghost or is this...
Alive. That looks like it's edited.
Can we rewatch?
That's hella edited. Edited.
Yeah. Right?
No, like, you can literally tell like looking at it how static it is as opposed to everything
else.
You can
see the strings.
Yeah. Even the color.
So the consensus is it's fake. That's consensus so far.
Yeah, but you said you can't find anything to debunk it, right?
No.
I will say that fade out did make me kind of believe it, though. That was a good transition out.
There's no translation.
Let's watch it from the beginning.
I love that the title is so
By the way, it's a very cluttered mirror.
This is more horrifying than the actual, like the still frame of
this picture.
This is scarier than the herd turned around in the mirror.
Stop talking about me like that.
To be honest, guys, you know, I once pissed off a roommate of mine who was Korean. I mentioned that I feel like Asian ghosts are scarier than American ghosts. And you got kind of that. But like Asian horror movies are just scarier than American horror movies.
I think so.
That's what I associated.
Yeah.
So if I saw an Asian ghost, I would associate with an Asian horror movie.
And you'd be more scared versus a white ghost.
But I need you. What needs to happen
racist?
Now?
Is am I being a racist against ghosts?
I love that there's still races as a ghost.
I need you to rank them. What are the scariest races as ghosts then?
be honest. You know, Asian ghosts are kind of scarier.
Well, I mean, I don't know if Asian ghosts are scarier. I think the Asian movies are scarier. But, like, as far as, like, spirit goes, I mean, they're all kind of scary altogether. It's not, like, one scarier than another.
I feel like I've met a Mexican ghost. I'll be chill with it because, like, we can relate on culture.
Oh, my gosh, you are
shit.
Racist.
No, I'm just saying. Like, we can relate on culture. Like, maybe, like, if I could light a candle or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
Let's say, you know what?
Asians light candles and incense too, dude. Like,
see, I wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that. I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's
she
what I'm saying. I don't think
when
be...
we walked in.
It's for the spirits.
My dumbass would have brought a Catholic priest as opposed to like a Buddhist priest or something. Yeah. I don't know.
They're still priests. I mean, they're still type of a,
you
know, an advocate of the Lord or God or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, Catholics is the one true God. You know that, right? I'm I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
I start preaching. Guys, have you learned about Lord? Have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Oh my God.
That's the real
thing. Play that baby clip repent. Again. Play that baby clip again.
People are listening back. Has it been a Christian podcast the whole time? Have there been undertones throughout?
Yeah, no,
like the creed of podcasting?
Yeah, no wonder they're being misogynist. This is totally a Christian podcast.
Dude, that'd be nice.
So, but going back to the topic, Tyler.
Misogyny is definitely here.
Tyler, for sure. Like, what's the scariest ethnic ghost that you would witness?
I think any white ghost, because they're all white still.
What? A white ghost will piss me off. They're like, really? Your privilege has to come now my house, too? What the fuck?
Yeah, they'd be like, I was here first.
Why would there be a ghost in your house?
I was here first.
You're here first?
Yeah, that's what the ghost would say.
I don't know.
It's a Karen ghost.
Yeah.
What's that?
I gotta tell you, I think the scariest ghosts of all, those of people who died at sea. I don't know what, but like people like who died in oceans and stuff that. Those feel like the scariest ghosts by far.
Pirates of the Caribbean recently.
Dude. If they're dead in the sea, wouldn't
if
they
your
be
body
the ocean
is
water?
In Davy Jones' locker, your ghost scares me.
This man got beef with Blackbeard.
Yeah,
over here, dude.
I don't need that.
Yeah,
I don't need that. But like, I don't know why, but it's like I feel like the ghosts around like a shipwreck that you would find are scarier than any ghost you'll find on land.
Why?
It sounds like some Pirates at the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's man. Because that's such a wild way. Because that number one, that's such a foreign way to go. As like
hard way. What do you mean?
Not as in like
it's not
people.
Normal.
Not
it's like a normal way to die. Type
normal. Oh. As in like it's so.
Actually, it happens all the time, so it is pretty normal.
But think about the human experience. Think about the percentage of people that have died ever.
Drowning.
Such a small percentage in the middle of the ocean.
I think, dude, back in the day, that's all you did was die in the middle of the ocean.
But the day before that, it had never happened before, and there was a lot more of that time than there was. Water time. We've been on water far less.
We've been dying on ships for a while.
Yeah, yes, forever. But if you like, look at all of humankind, that's like 40,000 years as opposed to three. Yeah.
Dude, when a ship full of people dies, it's a full of people, so it's like thousands of people at once, so you catch up for the numbers. It's not just one guy dying to yada yada.
It's hundreds
of people dying.
I'm Googling it right now.
What's that one where they fight on the...
Wait, I want to see the video.
We're not saying it's more than that, but I'm saying that there is a... That it is a normal thing that people die at sea, and it has been normal forever.
How
and
would
we
you
just got to accept it?
Like, how would you haunt at sea?
I don't
sea?
Think it's a number one death.
Of course not.
Like,
right?
Like, of course not.
Like, are you hovering over the water? Like, how does it work?
I think you can go anywhere in that area.
Because you can go down as far as you want to.
Your body would be at the ocean floor. So
depending on where you die.
That's not a bad way to haunt.
What if you would die in the middle of the ocean? Like, you literally
being a wet ghost.
Hella wet,
dude. But like, wet. How would you fuck around? Like a fish? Do they recognize ghosts? Can they see a ghost? You think? Like, what would a shark do to a ghost if it saw it?
I don't know.
You think a shark does a bite a phantom?
I'm still trying to figure out the physics of the laws of ghost lore and water.
Well, actually, there's a fair question to be asked of how far of rain do they have? You know. Since they're ghosts, do they float all the way back to land, or is it a thing where they're trapped within a certain radius of the ship where it went down?
I would hope there would be whatever distance they traveled from wherever they from port to however far they got, they could go in that radius.
So they could get just back to port.
Yeah.
But no further. That's kind of fucked up.
Well, that's the life of a sea ghost.
Well, if you
have a water ghost.
if you like sea shit, that's a pretty good deal, actually, because you're around stuff you like fishes and whells and reefs.
Yeah, wherever you die...
I guess there would be cool marine biology opportunities if you died at sea.
That makes sense, though. Okay. I'm with it now. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, the sea is a perfect place to become a ghost if you were a marine biologist.
Strictly?
Yeah.
If you were a marine biology enthusiast,
it's
the spot.
I want to go back to the sea.
But I have a feeling of all the people that ever died in the ocean, the majority of them weren't stoked about where and when it was happening.
Oh, no.
Most of them were like, I wish this was on land right now.
That's not a good way to go out.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not the funnest.
What did you pull up?
Probably skate park.
Oh, I was just curious about the total number of people all time. And they said probably in the low millions. Ever.
That died in the ocean?
Yes.
Low ever. Millions?
Low millions.
That's a lot lower than I expected.
They're wrong.
I don't feel like there'd be a lot more people.
They're wrong.
At least
go ahead
a billion.
Let's keep searching until we find more information I want to hear.
What's the biggest single oceanic death toll in one
tsunamis,
time ever.
Yeah.
No, in the ocean.
No. You have to be in the ocean, not the ocean on you.
650.
650 is the biggest ever?
Nah,
okay, yeah. I was going to say, I feel like it'd be bigger.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what was the Titanic at?
Well, that was like a 200 something. That wasn't like
that wasn't that many. 200 something.
I think no, it might have been more than that. I don't
it has
know.
To be Google more. It. It has to be like a, I want to say it's like
Titanic.
Dude, if only that, if only that, least, if only that many,
yeah. If 200 people died on the Titanic and we care about it that much, I'd be pissed right now. If I this is what we find
how
out.
About, how about
it might have been lived. How about I'm not positive.
1,500 people. That's a lot.
Exactly on the dot, dude. On the dime, 1,500. That's beautiful.
That's like the population of Morgan Hill.
But there was 22 passengers.
It says 1517 were lost.
Yeah. So it was 1500, yeah.
And 1503 were confirmed dead.
1503.
Oh, so there's a couple that they have not confirmed they're dead. They're just lost.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're probably ghosts dead? In the ocean.
Yeah, no. Ocean ghosts. Ocean ghosts.
Or they survive and they just never decided to register that they survived.
That's awesome, actually. You just go, look, this is an opportunity right here.
Right?
New
yeah.
life.
That'd be crazy. Well, yeah, I remember because that's what happened in the movie with Kate Winslet.
And Rose.
And Rose yeah. and Jack.
Jack, there's not enough room.
Get off the door, yo. Bitch.
Get off the door.
Move, Christ bitch. Compels you.
Get off the door.
I think it
Get
goes
off the door,
me.
Bitch. Get off
All right,
the
let me
door.
See that video again. But I want to see it one more time. Because, again, like...
You want to watch it? Why?
I want to believe it to be why? Real. I want it. It's real to me, goddammit.
Okay, okay.
Why would you
see.
Want that to be real? Why would you want that to exist in this world? Dude, that's demonic. That's see. Fucking demonic, brother. You don't want that out okay. here in the world. There's other
because
people.
Because I always feel
about yourself. Something
yeah,
like
that
this.
Looks definitely edited. Like you can see the outline yeah. of it right there.
Yeah,
like it was edited.
That's such an easy thing to do. You were yeah, able to do that uploaded? In fucking the 70s.
When was this video uploaded?
It was uploaded in the house,
dude.
House.
And the title again: Japanese ghost girl in mirror.
Japanese ghost girl.
Well, here's the thing:
mirror.
Even if the video is from the 90s, it's like. All you had comments. To do was slice in one piece of film over another. Like it was, you just did it with a razor blade,
a
piece of tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, comments are turned off.
Yeah.
Why do you think those comments got turned off?
People be
guys?
Talking shit.
It's the ghost.
They're saying, I'll fuck
people talking shit about the girl.
Yeah, the girl's. I'll beat her
it
ass.
Was uploaded
I'll
in 2007.
All right. Well, you know, I wanted to be real, but it's okay. We could be fake. Doesn't matter. We don't know. That's the reality.
I mean, I believe in ghosts, but I'm saying that's not right there.
Do you ever feel like something's watching you from a mirror? I feel like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Not from a
Schmitty,
mirror.
Don't look, Schmitty, you get,
not from a mirror. Just like, in my, mirror? Like not in my
Schmitty,
head.
Schmitty, after this podcast, we're going to the bathroom and we're going to say Bloody Mary.
Oh my
times.
God. I dare you guys.
We'll do it together.
I'm doing it in the reflection of my phone right
no,
now.
No, you can't.
That's not how that works. That's not how that works.
Jesus.
Hold on, before we do this, let's take it easy.
Oh my God, sorry for
don't conjure Bloody Mary right now on the podcast.
Stop saying your name.
That's the second time I said Bloody Mary.
It's not Beetlejuice. You have to say it in
like
the mirror. You can't just have to say it.
You can't yeah. use Bloody Mary as a weapon against people. Like you have the door open and you're pointing. Bloody Mary. Get up in there. Just like scared.
It has to be dark.
Yeah. It has to be in the
it
mirror,
has
right?
To be in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
Bathroom lights yeah. off.
You have to light a candle.
Dude, we can do that. We can surf all over a Ouija board if you want to.
Oh,
we can do whatever the hell you want. None of it matters. It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
You know what it is? It's that me and PX, you believe in paranormal because we're ethnics. All right. So we take
That's
the shit 100% seriously?
That's true.
All right. Tyler Stenner, thank you for being here. This has been an awesome episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been beautiful.
And thank you, everybody else.
Congratulations.
Congratulations
thank
on
you.
The special. People, go check it out. Yummy, yummy on YouTube.
Yummy,
Tyler
yummy.
Stenner.
Yummy.
Y'all have a good rest of your week. Till next time, see you later.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yummy, yummy.